Now, psychology deals with that old nature. Psychology cannot deal with the new nature. It's impossible for it to do that. Psychology started out by talking about the soul, but it got away from that. And someone has said, first, it lost its soul, and second, it lost its mind, and today it has been more or less put on a physical basis, and it should be. It's natural. It deals with the natural man. Now, that's the reason all these how-to and quick fix and how-to-do-it-yourself books are written to control and direct the old nature. I heard a young preacher just the other day. He was talking about how to control your irritation, your impatience, and your anger. Well, his solution was faith. Well, that's good for the old nature, but that's not true for the new nature. The child of God is to live in the power of the Holy Spirit. The new nature actually has no power. Paul could say, what I would not do, I'm doing it. Why is that? There was no power in the new nature. The Christian life in the home, in the office, and in the school must be lived in the power of the Holy Spirit. It means, friends, that we're to walk in the Spirit. And Paul says, you shall not fulfill the desires or the lusts of the flesh. And so it brings us back to 1 John 3:9, which we went over last time. Whosoever is born of God doth not commit sin. What's he talking about? The old nature? Of course not. He's talking about the new nature. That new nature does not commit sin. But when you and I sin, it's because we're living in the old nature. And today there's an effort made to try to control it. In fact, it's got so that most preaching today is to try to control the old nature. You can't control it. You have to live in the power of the Holy Spirit because the new nature doesn't have any power either. The only thing that we can do, we're saved by grace, we're to live by grace. And we've been brought into a marvelous place of freedom where we can live by the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives. My friends, this is the most wonderful thing in the world to know. That is the reason we are a little harsh on all these psychology books. I'm for psychology. That was my second major in college. And I was offered a scholarship in college to pursue it and become a psychologist. But I didn't want to go that route. But I have great respect for it, and it does a great work. But it gets in the wrong area when it gets into the spiritual. To try to control the old nature is certainly not God's way of doing it.
We're saved by grace, and we're to live by grace. That's such great news. Now let's pray for more understanding as we study together. Heavenly Father, change our minds and our hearts as we study your word, and thank you for your grace that saves us, and help us to live by that same grace today. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now here's Through the Bible with Dr. J. Vernon McGee.